Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Now, two free agents and two positions of need for the Tennessee Titans have already been snatched up. Mike McGlinchey, offensive tackle from San Francisco, just signed a five-year, $87 million deal with Denver. $50 million of that is guaranteed. Cam Sutton, corner, just got signed by Detroit. 3 years, $33 million. 22.5 of that is guaranteed. Joining us now is Teron Davenport. TD, any news, any word on some of the deals that the Titans could be dipping their toes into? Anybody that the Titans have been chatting with so far today now that the legal tampering period has started?
No, as expected, they were not going to be active in this first wave of free agency. There's a money issue, you know, and they're not going to do any big deals. I think when you look at what they're going to do, it's going to be more on the second and third wave, you know, lower cost free agents. That's how it's going to go. But I wouldn't expect them to be active at all.
TD is with us. TD, you and I spoke last week and you mentioned the rest of the defensive tackle market and how it was on the verge of exploding. Well, Darren Payne just signed a deal, an extension with the Washington Commanders. How does that affect Jeffrey Simmons' deal moving forward, or his negotiations rather moving forward?
Well, it resets the floor. Actually, that's how it affects it. And you saw Javon Hargrave, he signed a four-year, I think it was $87 million or $84 million, excuse me, and there's, what, 40 guaranteed in that. So those are some numbers that you have to look at. Hargrave at 30 years old getting that deal is definitely a good thing for him. And, you know, it's a good thing for Simmons as well. So when you look at how things are going to continue to play out, you still have to keep an eye on Quinnen Williams and what happens there. I think that's the one to really watch. And those deals are going to more or less mirror each other.
Now, TD, looking at what has happened, moving out of that number one spot, Chicago moving out of that number one spot, Carolina getting it. Do you see any way that, or any reason why the Titans would try to at least move up within that top three picks? I know Arizona got the third pick in this year's draft. Obviously, they don't need a quarterback, but they could end up drafting, you know, best player available. But do you think the Titans could move that high, and would it take exactly what Carolina gave up to move up?
Yeah, it's going to take pretty much that. Obviously, they don't have a DJ Moore to put in the trade, so, you know, I'm not sure how they supplement that part of it. But, I mean, if CJ Stroud is there, that's something I could see them moving up and doing. But, you know, keep an eye on Anthony Richardson. Yeah. He's someone that everybody is really interested in. And you watch the combine, what he did there, and then you go back and you watch his film, you know, the wild plays are there. So that's a possibility. But I don't know that they do that, because it's just development quarterbacks. That's something that I'm not sure that they have in that room, just someone that is able to really nurture Richardson and bring him along, because there is a lot of development that has to happen for him to reach that potential that he has. So CJ Stroud, though, I could see them moving up for him. That's definitely a possibility.
Now, we've seen the Titans make significant cuts with veteran guys that haven't, you know, played to the level of their contract. Whether you look at it as a rebuild or slow rebuild, do you think this is a process where within the next – because I mentioned this to Caroline. I said, listen – to me, it's not a reset, because ultimately within the next year or two, this is going to be a totally different team. You're talking about Derrick Henry may not be here. Ryan Tannehill may not be here. Kevin Byard may not be here. You're talking about foundational guys within the next 2 years that may not be on this team. So do you see this as a slow rebuild or rebuild on a budget?
Yeah, they're turning the roster over. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the changes next year, you look at that cap, like that space that they have. I mean, they're going to be in really good shape to go out and get pretty much whatever they want. So I think right now it's just kind of like they're churning it a bit. And next year, that's when you really see things change over. And that's when, you know, if Derrick Henry isn't traded, that's when, you know, he's only it only cost them $4.6 million to separate from him, you know. So that's the time where you'll see things start to change.
TD was – go ahead.
No. I was going to add, TD, one more before I pass it over to Caroline.
Sorry,
TD. No, you're fine. Out of these players that are free agents for the Titans, who do you think they will more than likely re-sign? You have Austin Hooper. You have Mario Edwards, who I think, you know – to me, they need to re-sign him back because he was critical mm-hmm. in what they did toward the end of the season. And David Long Jr. Out of those three guys, who do you believe is back?
I think Hooper is back. Out of those, if I had to pick one, I would say Hooper. But you're right. Edwards is a guy that you do want to look at re-signing. DeMarcus Walker as well. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys came in, and, you know, when they went four-man fronts, I mean, they – hand in the dirt, going after the quarterback and setting the edge and doing that type of stuff. So they definitely, you know, were a big part of the rotation. Walker's probably going to want a little bit more money than Edwards, but I definitely would look at bringing Edwards back. But out of those three, yeah, Hooper, I would say.
TD is with us, Jerron Davenport. TD, D-May said last week he thinks it's in the best interest of the Titans to trade Derrick Henry. Now, I thought that he was absolutely off his rocker. Am I wrong?
It's not a crazy idea, honestly, because there is turnover with this roster. And you look at what a lot of the successful teams have done. They got rid of a player a year early as opposed to a year late. And Derrick Henry, that's not to say that he's having some type of fall off or anything like that. But I think if they trade him, now you're getting some type of value as opposed to cutting him and just not having anything come back in return. At the same time, it's Derrick Henry. So it's a very emotional, tough decision. And that's the good thing about Rand Carthon coming in here. He doesn't have emotional ties to Derrick Henry like a John Robinson did or like Mike Vrabel, does. Mm-hmm. So it's a move that he can make. I don't think it's crazy at all to do it. It's going to really signify what they're looking to do right now and rolling into next year.
TD is with us. TD, we see some more dominoes in the quarterback carousel start to fall. Jimmy Garoppolo just signed with the Raiders. So now that leaves all of the Jets' backup options already taken. Aaron Rodgers said, you know, it could be the Jets. It could be retirement. He does have the option to go back with the Green Bay Packers. What do you think is the most likely scenario for the New York Jets and for Aaron Rodgers, given that Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo are off the table?
Yeah, it's funny. Aaron Rodgers said he didn't want to hold the Packers hostage or anybody hostage until March. Well, here we are. It's mid-March, and guess what he's doing? So, I don't know, man. If I'm Green Bay, like I'm dying to part ways because I don't want to deal with this every year. And you got Jordan Love waiting. You got to see what you got in him as far as like in live action consistently. I think they find a way to get the deal done, and with every day that's passing, I think it works in the Jets' favor because you're getting deeper and deeper into the period where the Packers are like, man, let's just get it done, man. You know, that's the first. They probably wanted whatever, you know, a couple first-round picks or whatever. But I would imagine that the value of that trade is going down as we get further into free agency because the value of, you know, Aaron Rodgers to them is diminishing.
Now, TD, you said that you don't see the Titans making any moves, and I don't either. I don't think they're going to make any moves this first wave of free agency. I think they will come that second and third wave, more so that post-June 1st once all those cuts are made. Do you see them bringing in another veteran wide receiver to this roster?
Yeah, I think they have to, just for the sake of Treylon Burks. You want somebody in that building that's, you know, still carrying on what Robert Woods did as far as like showing him how to be a pro and bringing him along. You need that in the building. And it can't just come from Rob Moore, the coach. And just looking at the roster itself, what they have there. You can't go into the season with that group, and even if you draft a receiver in the first round, you definitely have to have a veteran in there, whether it's, you know, Paris Campbell, it could be DJ Shark, Mecole Hardman. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there, Mac Hollins, Nelson Aguilar. A lower-cost veteran receiver would do that team really, really good, and they do need to make that move.
TD, Teron Davenport, appreciate you for joining us. As always, we will chat with you next week.
For sure. Appreciate you. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, TD. You too. All right. You got a bunch of comments, thoughts, questions, all of
Join
the above.
Join 125 The Game for the second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting Souls for Souls on June 7th at Hermitage Golf Course. Caroline, team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebs to support a great cause and have loads of fun. Plus, you'll have the chance to win awesome prizes. Sign up to play, sponsor, or donate at thegamenashville.com/golf. So things just got really, really, really interesting for the quarterback carousel. Of course, Derek Carr going to the Saints, that started everything. And Jimmy Garoppolo has just signed with the Raiders. Now, that leaves the New York Jets in a really uncomfortable position. The New York Jets have gone all in on Aaron Rodgers. We know that the GM had meetings with Derek Carr. They told Derek Carr, you could be a Hall of Fame quarterback if you came to play for the Jets. And I thought, okay, if you really thought that, you'd sign him. So I think that the Jets were just courting Derek Carr to keep him in their back pocket in case Aaron Rodgers didn't work out. Derek Carr goes to the Saints. That's one backup plan that's off the table. Jimmy Garoppolo could have been another backup plan. Well, now Jimmy Garoppolo is heading with his former offensive coordinator and Josh McDaniels to the Raiders. And now, who are you left with? Teddy Bridgewater as a backup option. Zach Wilson is your backup option. Things just got really interesting for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And Adam Schefter went on Get Up this morning to talk about what Aaron Rodgers' most likely options are of where he goes next.
How was it meeting Woody Johnson? How was that meeting?
Oh, that was yeah, it's always interesting meeting important figures in the sport. Yeah, it's always interesting.
So Adam Schefter went on Get Up this morning and reported that the most likely options for Aaron Rodgers are either the New York Jets or retire. This was Adam Schefter.
The Jets are just sitting and waiting on the word from number 12, whether or not he will or won't play, whether or not he will or won't retire. And really, when you boil it down, it comes down to two primary options for Aaron Rodgers. Either he's going to play football in New York with the Jets, or he's going to retire. Now, yes, he could always go back to Green Bay. There are other options out there. There always could be another team. But the two primary options right now are play for the New York Jets or retire. We heard the Packers president, Mark Murphy, on Friday talk in the past tense about the career that Aaron Rodgers had in Green Bay. And if Aaron Rodgers says, I want to go back to Green Bay, well, then they'd have a trade request from Jordan Love, who would want to leave because it would be a sticky situation. So in the end, we can boil it down to the two basic choices that he has right now with all those things on the outside. Play for the all Jets right. or retire. The Jets are waiting, and they need to know. And they need to know because at noon today, some team is going to be allowed to swoop in and negotiate and try to come to an agreement with Jimmy Garoppolo. So if the Jets lose Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers retires, what are they doing at quarterback? Now we go on to plan D and E and F, and there are only so many options you can deploy at quarterback.
So what Adam Schefter said there, something that could happen that would be really bad for the Jets, just happened. That the Raiders swooped in and picked up Jimmy Garoppolo. Adam Schefter says the two most likely situations are Aaron Rodgers retires or Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets. Now, I don't think that it's likely that Aaron Rodgers would retire.
Aaron's not retiring. He'll have to pay back a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
He's not retiring. I don't think the retirement is on the table. Now, unless he's willing to give back a lot of money, okay, then this is his prerogative. But I'm not sure that, you know, any athlete is willing to give back tens of millions of dollars because you retired, what, 2 or 3 years early, which means you have to give some of that, you know, prorated money back. I'm pretty sure it is. How much of it he would have to give back, I don't know. But I think his deal is either go back to Green Bay or go to the Jets. one of the two. And I'm sure he would rework the contract once he gets to New York to try to, you know, give them some type of cap relief. But I can't see Aaron Rodgers retiring. I think if he doesn't go to the Jets, then he's back in Green Bay playing. Which, you know, even though Green Bay doesn't want to deal with the drama, you know, with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and if he's on the field, it gives you an opportunity to win. You're still one of the best teams in the NFC with Aaron Rodgers underneath center. You know, I know you're tired of his antics. A lot of people are. But if you can't deal him away and he doesn't retire, he's your quarterback moving forward. And it's not a bad thing from a play standpoint.
Right.
From
still one of the best quarterbacks
exactly,
in the league.
He's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Now, you're going to have to deal with everything else that surrounds him, but he still gives you an opportunity to get to a Super Bowl. You know, so I don't think Aaron Rodgers retires. I think the one or two options is either he get traded to the Jets or he plays in Green Bay, which means then Jordan Love gets dealt.
And that's a sticky situation that the Packers are in. Mm-hmm. Because one, I think Adam Schefter makes a very fair point that Jordan Love is probably going to demand a trade if mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers does come back to Green Bay. If I'm Jordan Love, I'm like, hey, I want to go somewhere and play. And there are several teams in the NFL that are quarterback needy. Now, I don't know if there's any team that would trade for Jordan Love mm-hmm. because he is so unproven. And I don't know if he even has the grounds to demand a trade or if there's a landing spot for Jordan Love if he decides to demand a trade. But the Packers are also in a tough position because they eventually are going to get to the fifth-year option for Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. And he was drafted in 2020, so he's going into year four. They need to decide what they want to do with Jordan Love moving forward this year.
If I'm a team and say, you know, if before the draft, Aaron Rodgers, they can't work out a deal with the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers is back in Green Bay. If I'm a team, I'm not giving up no more than a second round pick. I swap picks with you this year, like first round picks. You give me yours, I take yours, depending on how high it is. But I'm not giving up multiple first rounders for Jordan Love. I'm just not doing that. I will swap spots and possibly a second next year or a third next year. But that's the furthest I'm going, because you're in a situation where you're going to have to do something if you're the Green Bay Packers. You might end up getting lowballed because of Aaron Rodgers and his decision to prolong this thing.
Lowballed with a Rodgers trade or a Jordan Love trade?
A Jordan Love trade. I think you would get lowballed with a Jordan, because I think teams' thought would be this. You got to trade him, because he's not going to want to sit around here for another 2 years.
Well, the Packers, if he does want to trade, if I'm the Packers, I could just say no. He's under contract.
Nah, but you don't.
Because, and I don't know what the Packers
because then
do
you're
though.
Going to have to, if you're the Packers, if you believe that much in Jordan in Jordan Love, you're going to have to sign him to a long-term deal. You're going to have to if you're going to keep him.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to
with Rodgers there or not, you're going to have to sign him to a long-term deal. So,
Or get back on the quarterback carousel.
Exactly. Yeah. So I am not, if I'm Green Bay, I don't want to cause this bad blood between myself as an organization and my potential future quarterback. So if he wants a trade because of something he has no control over in this Aaron Rodgers thing, then I am trying to facilitate that as an organization. Because, you know, if it comes out that, you know, teams are not willing to give me what I want, we tried. You know, we're not just going to give you up for anything, but we tried. You know, but if you don't try at all, and this man is asking for a trade because of what Aaron Rodgers is doing, then I just think that causes bad blood. He's not going to sign with you regardless.
They're in a tough position.
Yeah.
But if the good thing is with Green Bay, they have their option of the future. They have their quarterback in 2023 if Aaron Rodgers does decide to retire. Mm-hmm. If Aaron Rodgers does decide to go to New York, they can see what they've got in Jordan Love. And they can make a more informed decision and feel more comfortable about what they want to do with Jordan Love moving forward whenever the day comes that you're either going to have to exercise the fifth-year option, sign him to a long-term deal. You at least have the opportunity to see what you've got in your former first-round pick. The Jets aren't as lucky. The Jets don't have that opportunity, and we'll continue to get into that coming up next. And, of course, your thoughts, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline Willie D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game. Join 1025 The Game for the second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting Souls for Souls on June 7th at Hermitage Golf Course. Put your team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebs to support a great cause and have loads of fun. Plus, you'll have the chance to win awesome prizes. Sign up to play, sponsor, or donate at thegamenashville.com/golf. So things just got really, really, really interesting for the quarterback carousel. Of course, Derek Carr going to the Saints, that started everything. And Jimmy Garoppolo has just signed with the Raiders. Now, that leaves the New York Jets in a really uncomfortable position. The New York Jets have gone all in on Aaron Rodgers. We know that the GM had meetings with Derek Carr. They told Derek Carr, you could be a Hall of Fame quarterback if you came to play for the Jets. And I thought, okay, if you really thought that, you'd sign him. So I think that the Jets were just courting Derek Carr to keep him in their back pocket in case Aaron Rodgers didn't work out. Derek Carr goes to the Saints. That's one backup plan that's off the table. Jimmy Garoppolo could have been another backup plan. Well, now Jimmy Garoppolo is heading with his former offensive coordinator and Josh McDaniels to the Raiders. And now, who are you left with? Teddy Bridgewater as a backup option. Zach Wilson is your backup option. Things just got really interesting for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And Adam Schefter went on Get Up this morning to talk about what Aaron Rodgers' most likely options are of where he goes next.
How was it meeting Woody Johnson? How was that meeting?
Oh, it's always interesting meeting important figures in the sport. It's always interesting.
So Adam Schefter went on Get Up this morning and reported that the most likely options for Aaron Rodgers are either the New York Jets or retire. This was Adam Schefter.
The Jets are just sitting and waiting on the word from number 12, whether or not he will or won't play, whether or not he will or won't retire. And really, when you boil it down, it comes down to two primary options for Aaron Rodgers. Either he's going to play football in New York with the Jets, or he's going to retire. Now, yes, he could always go back to Green Bay. There are other options out there. There always could be another team. But the two primary options right now are play for the New York Jets or retire. We heard the Packers president, Mark Murphy, on Friday talk in the past tense about the career that Aaron Rodgers had in Green Bay. And if Aaron Rodgers says, I want to go back to Green Bay, well, then they'd have a trade request from Jordan Love, who would want to leave because it would be a sticky situation. So in the end, we can boil it down to the two basic choices that he has right now with all those things on the outside. Play for the Jets or retire. The Jets are waiting, and they need to know. And they need to know because at noon today, some team is going to be allowed to swoop in and negotiate and try to come to an agreement with Jimmy Garoppolo. So if the Jets lose Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers retires, what are they doing at quarterback? Now we go on to plan D and E and F, and there are only so many options you can deploy at quarterback.
So what Adam Schefter said there, something that could happen that would be really bad for the Jets, just happened. That the Raiders swooped in and picked up Jimmy Garoppolo. Adam Schefter says the two most likely situations are Aaron Rodgers retires or Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets. Now, I don't think that it's likely that Aaron Rodgers would retire.
Aaron's not retiring. He'll have to pay back a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
He's not retiring. I don't think the retirement is on the table. Now, unless he's willing to give back a lot of money, okay, then this is his prerogative. But I'm not sure that, you know, any athlete is willing to give back tens of millions of dollars because you retired, what, 2 or 3 years early, which means you have to give some of that, you know, prorated money back. I'm pretty sure it is. How much of it he would have to give back, I don't know. But I think his deal is either go back to Green Bay or go to the Jets, one of the two. And I'm sure he would rework the contract once he gets to New York to try to, you know, give them some type of cap relief. But I can't see Aaron Rodgers retiring. I think if he doesn't go to the Jets, then he's back in Green Bay playing. Which, you know, even though Green Bay doesn't want to deal with the drama, you know, with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and if he's on the field, it gives you an opportunity to win. You're still one of the best teams in the NFC with Aaron Rodgers underneath center. You know, I know you're tired of his antics. A lot of people are. But if you can't deal him away and he doesn't retire, he's your quarterback moving forward. And it's not a bad thing from a play standpoint.
Right.
From
still one of the best quarterbacks
exactly,
in the league.
Still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Now, you're going to have to deal with everything else that surrounds him, but he still gives you an opportunity to get to a Super Bowl. You know, so I don't think Aaron Rodgers retires. I think he, the one or two options is either he get traded to the Jets or he plays in Green Bay, which means then Jordan Love gets dealt.
And that's a sticky situation that the Packers are in. Mm-hmm. Because one, I think Adam Schefter makes a very fair point that Jordan Love is probably going to demand a trade if mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers does come back to Green Bay. If I'm Jordan Love, I'm like, hey, I want to go somewhere and play. And there are several teams in the NFL that are quarterback needy. Now, I don't know if there's any team that would trade for Jordan Love mm-hmm. because he is so unproven. And I don't know if he even has the grounds to demand a trade or if there's a landing spot for Jordan Love if he decides to demand a trade. But the Packers are also in a tough position because they eventually are going to get to the fifth-year option for Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. And he was drafted in 2020, so he's going into year four. They need to decide what they want to do with Jordan Love moving forward this year.
If I'm a team and say, you know, if before the draft, Aaron Rodgers, they can't work out a deal with the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers is back in Green Bay. If I'm a team, I'm not giving up no more than a second-round pick. I swap picks with you this year, like first-round picks. You give me yours, I take yours, depending on how high it is. But I'm not giving up multiple first-rounders for Jordan Love. I'm just not doing that. I will swap.
No.
I will swap spots and possibly a second next year or a third next year. But that's the furthest I'm going because you're in a situation where you're going to have to do something if you're the Green Bay Packers. You might end up getting lowballed because of Aaron Rodgers and his decision to prolong this thing.
Lowballed with a Rodgers trade or a Jordan Love trade?
A Jordan Love trade. I think you would get lowballed with a Jordan because I think teams' thought would be this. You got to trade him. Because he's not going to want to sit around here for another 2 years.
Well, the Packers, if he does want to trade, if I'm the Packers, I could just say, no. He's under contract.
Nah, but you don't.
And because, I don't know what the Packers
because
want
to
do.
Because then you're going to have to, if you're the Packers, if you believe that much in Jordan Love, you're going to have to sign him to a long-term deal. You're going to have to if you're going to keep him.
Yeah. I mean, you're
going
to
with Rodgers there or not, you're going to have to sign him to a long-term deal. So,
Or get back on the quarterback carousel.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I am not, if I'm Green Bay, I don't want to cause this bad blood between myself as an organization and my potential future quarterback. So, if he wants a trade because of something he has no control over in this Aaron Rodgers thing, then I am trying to facilitate that as an organization. Because, you know, if it comes out that, you know, teams are not willing to give me what I want, we tried. You know, we're not just going to give you up for anything, but we tried. You know, but if you don't try at all, and this man is asking for a trade because of what Aaron Rodgers is doing, then I just think that causes bad blood. He's not going to sign with you regardless.
They're on a tough position.
Yeah.
But if the good thing is with Green Bay, they have their option of the future. They have their quarterback in 2023 if Aaron Rodgers does decide to retire. Mm-hmm. If Aaron Rodgers does decide to go to New York, they can see what they've got in Jordan Love. And they can make a more informed decision and feel more comfortable about what they want to do with Jordan Love moving forward whenever the day comes that you're either going to have to exercise the fifth-year option, sign him to a long-term deal. You at least have the opportunity to see what you've got in your former first-round pick. The Jets aren't as lucky. The Jets don't have that opportunity, and we'll continue to get into that coming up next. And, of course, your thoughts, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game.
How was it meeting Woody Johnson? How was that meeting?
Oh, it's always interesting meeting important figures in the sport. It's always interesting. That's all I'm giving
you. I'm just there now.
That's all I'm giving you.
Hey, Rod.
Stay tuned.
How long we gotta wait?
Well, I think it won't be long. There's a time limit for all this.
Can I break the news?
There you go. That was Aaron Rodgers with former NFL wide receiver Brandon Marshall on the I Am Athlete on the Go podcast. And this happened over the weekend. Aaron Rodgers says, hey, stay tuned. There'll be a decision that'll come soon. And it's about freaking time, because I'll go back to January. Aaron Rodgers is at the podium in Green Bay. Reporters are asking him about when are you going to make a decision? Where are you going to be? What are your priorities? And he said, look, hey, it's January. March is free agency. We have time. I don't want to hold anyone hostage. Mm. Well, now it is free agency.
Yeah.
Now it is March. And Aaron Rodgers has held not one but two NFL franchises in complete hostage. The Green Bay Packers are in hostage of Aaron Rodgers because they need to decide what they're going to do with the future. They need to decide how they are going to be spending the rest of their money. Are they going to have all of a sudden all this cap space free up and all of this available cash free up because they won't have Aaron Rodgers in the future? They need to make decisions about what they're going to do about their football team. Mm-hmm. The New York Jets are held hostage because now they have got all the chips pushed in the middle for Aaron Rodgers. They let their backup options go. They let Derek Carr go to the Saints. They sat back and waited for Aaron Rodgers, and now Jimmy Garoppolo is off the table. Now the Jets are in total purgatory. They're in quarterback purgatory because if Aaron Rodgers decides to stay in Green Bay or retire, which are two options that are on the table for Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are stuck in nowhere land with their quarterback, where they went all in for Aaron Rodgers and now they've got nothing. And that is just such typical Aaron Rodgers behavior, to now just be dangling the carrot in front of two NFL franchises. And if I'm the Packers or if I'm the Jets, I'm just done with it. I'm tired of it. I'm sure the Packers are more than tired of it and more than done with it.
Well, I mean, look at it from this standpoint. I don't blame Aaron Rodgers. I don't.
How?
This is why I don't blame Aaron Rodgers. Because if there were not teams wanting him, then he wouldn't be doing the things that he's doing. He wouldn't be taking his sweet time doing what he's doing. If the Jets didn't make it so known, it's like being in high school and, you know, you have that girl and you're just falling. She knows it. You're just tripping over trying to get to talk. It's just like, and she knows
it. She knows it.
And she knows it. So she's probably thinking in her head, as all high schoolers do, what's the rush? Like, why do I, you know, the dance will be here in 2 months. I got 2 months to tell you whether you and I are going to the dance. You know why? Because you've made it known to everybody in the school that you want to go with me. Not Susie, not Tam, not name it Caroline. You want to go with me. So if that's the case, why do I need to tell you now? You see what I'm saying? Why do I need to tell you now? Because you've told everybody that that's the girl that I want. I'm pushing all, or that's the guy that I want. Uh-huh. I'm pushing all my chips. I'm buying flowers. I'm doing the whole sign outside your house. Would you go to the dance with me? All this stuff. Why do I gotta wait? I mean, why do I gotta rush?
What is the advantage of not making up your mind, or at least making a decision? When you said 2 months ago that you weren't going to do exactly what it is you're doing.
What is the disadvantage? I'm still getting my money.
Yes, he's getting his money.
I'm still going to be on somebody's team. There's no disadvantage. That's what people got to start understanding.
I think it's and respect.
I get that part.
Yeah.
But what have I always said? Respect in sports don't really live too long.
Uh-huh.
It's quick. Respect is quick, very quick. And loyalty is very quick. But again, why does Aaron Rodgers have to make a decision right now to please us? That's why. It's not because he's going to be on Green Bay's team or the Jets, and he knows that. And there's nothing nobody can do about it because Green Bay's not going to cut him. They can't. Hell, they're stuck. And the Jets ain't going on. They're not going anywhere until they know we got to go now.
They can't.
Exactly. Yeah. So don't blame. And I get it. I know when I'm saying it, it's like, okay, I understand that. But I'm not mad at Aaron Rodgers. I'm not. Because the Jets have made it known to everybody in professional sports. I don't care what sport you're in. The Jets have told everybody, we want Aaron Rodgers. We want him. Now that Tom Brady's gone, we want Aaron Rodgers, and we will do whatever it takes. And we're going to wait until Aaron Rodgers makes his decision.
And we'll hire your former OC.
Exactly. And Green Bay is like, I wish he does. I wish he'd do something. But even them wishing, they can't do anything with them because they're stuck.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Aaron Rodgers because those fools chose to sign him to that contract. So why is everybody upset? Why is everybody upset with Aaron Rodgers? Be upset with Green Bay for signing him to that contract they can't get out of. And be upset with the Jets because they've told everybody in the free world that we want Aaron Rodgers and we're not stepping off of this until we get him.
And maybe it is the Green Bay's fault, but they signed him to that contract so they wouldn't be in Aaron Rodgers' purgatory every single offseason
and they trusted
like they have
Aaron
been in the last
and they
3 years.
Trusted Aaron Rodgers that he wouldn't send them through it.
Would you not pledge your loyalty to a team that's giving you $100 million?
No, not really, because you got to give me that $100 million anyway. I ain't pledging my loyalty to you.
I think it's just bad.
I mean, I'm pledging my loyalty that year.
To that money.
That year to that money. Mm-hmm. And the next year to that money, not necessarily to the team, because once this contract is up, once my play started to decline, they're going to do exactly what they need to do to get rid of me. Why? Because my play has declined, and rightfully so. That's just the way all sports are. When you can't play to that level any longer, they're looking to move on, and we all know that. So, again, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, like, he's doing the right thing as much as we dislike it. I dislike it because it's just like a bunch of drama. But he's taking the right approach, which, you know, I think the approach everybody should take. Don't let nobody press you into doing something that you don't feel like doing right now. Like, Aaron Rodgers is at peace. He's at peace. He is no stress. Why is he stressing? Why is he not stressing? Why? Because I still got 150 million, meaning 100 and whatever million left that is guaranteed to me. Why? Either Green Bay's going to pay it or either the Jets going to pay it. So why am I stressing? I'm going to go in my retreat. I'm going to play in the flag football games. I'm going to do all this stuff and be at peace. Why? Because no matter what, you still got to give me this money. One of y'all. I don't care which one of y'all it is, but one of y'all got to give me this money. I don't feel pressed. Y'all feel pressed and stressed out, but I don't.
And it's true. He's getting his money no matter what. Yeah, he's getting paid. He's getting that contract. Mm-hmm. But it's bad business. And it's a bad look.
It's not bad business. It's not. Because when a team does it, it's good business.
When you extend it this long,
it doesn't matter. Teams do it to players.
I would say the same thing. If the roles were reversed and the Packers were like, we don't know if we want you. We don't. We might, but we might not. But we might move on to somebody else. And Aaron Rodgers was like, okay, fine. You know, I just want to be here. Please just, I'll take whatever. I just want to be here. I would criticize the Green Bay Packers. But I would say this team is poor, is pulling this young man along, mm-hmm. stringing him along, giving him false promises, and that's not fair to do to a player that has done nothing but good things for you.
And you are absolutely right, Caroline. But what do people say? Hell, Mike Vrabel even said it. Grant Carthon even said it. He's under contract.
He's under contract.
That trumps everything. He's under contract. And that's what people outside of you would say. We would say, man, just get it over with. Let the guy go. Let him do this. Aaron Rodgers, move on. Let the Packers move on. But there are some people that are saying, well, let him make a decision when he wants to make it. The money's there, you know?
Ooh, the money's there, but somebody's going to be left with their pants down.
Yeah.
I know that it is inevitable. But that is going to do it for us today. We will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Stillman & Company is up next.
Peace.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.